Oh my goddess, it has been way longer than it's ever been before, and way longer than I hope it will ever be again. I'm Jamie Waxman, and this, yes, this still is Playgirls Sex Pod, and I have been away a lot, far away, often, and have not been able to broadcast for a while, but I'm back, and I have so much to report on. That this whole sex pod is going to be dedicated, devoted, and delightfully about, I tried to think of 2D, 3Ds there, the Adult Entertainment Expo, known by some as the AVN Awards, but that's like the last part of the entire thing. Out in Vegas, usually the first weekend in January. It was the second weekend in January, and I was out there doing lots of stuff and meeting lots of people, and I want to report back on the things that I loved and, you know, some things that I didn't love. But, you know, surprisingly, this year was very positive for me because I felt like there's a really large group of totally empowered people, lots of women and lots of men, who are really trying to make the sex business a very feel-good, legitimate sort of industry. I'm not necessarily talking about film, although, yes, there are people in film who are doing this too. And just to start off by, there'll be lots of name-dropping in this episode of Playgirls Sex Pod. And yes, I'm very aware of that. But they're not necessarily names that you'll be all that like, over. But, you know, you should still check this out, these people out, and then you might be ooh-ah over them. Number one on my list, let's start with someone who's actually making fuck films, okay? And his name is Oren. He is the president of Tight Fit Productions. And not only do I just absolutely adore him, but what I really love about Tight Fit Productions, and also actually I guess the other thing I really love is his staff of one, or at least the one staff member I really met. She was amazing too, but you know, neither here nor there at this point. For you, what you need to know is Tight Fit Productions does very sexy HD movies, and they don't use women under the age of 21. Now, why do I like that so much? I like that so much because I do feel like a woman 18 to 21 who gets into the industry, who can get into the industry, may know what she's in for and what she's doing. But honestly, how much has she given thought to what it is that she's about to embark on, this career in porn? Probably not all that much. She's probably moved out to LA or has a boyfriend who thinks she's totally hot and decides just to like do it on camera, never realizing that what she does on camera will stay with her for the rest of her life, right? Well, not that at 21 you realize this either, not that you realize this at 40 or 50, but you know, I think at that point you probably do. But at least at 21, you have had 4 years out of high school, if you've gone through high school, and had a little bit more time to decide how you wanted the world to see you and where you wanted to go. Not that necessarily you know exactly what it is you want to do, but also you're a bit older, a bit more mature, a bit more likely to have some street cred or some other sort of cred, and a bit more likely to be on your own for a little while. And I think that's all really important in making a decision to, you know, have sex on camera. Because when you have sex on camera, it stays on camera for the rest of your life. So Oren at Tight Fit HD, Tight Fit Productions, totally rocks my world. Not to mention that he's so uber amazing. I just love him. And he was one of my favorite adult movie making experiences while out at the AEE AVN. I did not go to the award show, by the way, so I can't report back to you on who looked great and what the speeches were like and all that stuff. Although I heard there weren't that many speeches. It was a rather large auditorium of 7,000 people, and it was pretty horrible. Anyway, that's just one person's opinion, and that's all I know. Okay. So other highlights of my trip out to Vegas, which is why I haven't been here at the mic for a very long time. Well, that New Mexico, but that was not a sex trip per se. Even though I did have sex on that trip, it's different, right? Yeah, it's different. Okay, so I got to finally really meet Freddie and Eddie. Who are Freddie and Eddie? If you don't know, you really need to know, and you need to check out their site, freddieandeddie.com, and they both end their names with Y's, and both have two D's. In fact, Eddie's name is in Freddie's name, so you can spell Eddie, E-D-D-Y, you can spell Freddie, just add the F-R. Freddie and Eddie are a married couple who review sex toys and other things, you know, videos and stuff, and really happen to like the Playgirl video series, just, you know, an aside. And they're amazing, amazingly in love, amazing just people. They just opened a sex store in LA. So if you're in LA, you should check out Freddie and Eddie's. I have not been there yet, but it is one of my first stops when I'm out in LA next, I promise. So I meet Freddie and Eddie totally randomly because I'm at the Sounds Erotic booth, another great product, these, you know, CDs that you can listen to, Audio Erotica, created by my friends Catherine and Brian. They rock. It Sounds Publishing is their company. And Freddie happens to, you know, just walk by, and just really fantastic synergy, you know, at that moment. Really like them. We're working on things to do together. I love their reviews. I'm telling you, they try out every toy that they use, that they review, obviously. I mean, try out every toy they use too. Duh. I don't stop and, you know, edit this, just so you know. This is almost live podcasting. It's as live as it can get. So all my mistakes are here for you to see. I'm naked. Okay. So Freddie and Eddie get to meet them. They, in turn, don't even realize by bringing me over. I go over to the Oh My Bod booth, which is this vibrator that plugs into your iPod. And it actually goes with the beat of the music, really more like the bass. I happen to be listening to Sexy Back, which happens to be one of my favorite songs these days. And, you know, I've got the vibrator in my hand, and I'm listening to the pulsating, I'm bringing sexy back. And all of a sudden, this really good-looking guy behind me starts to put his Oh My Bod on my back. And I'm just like, whatever, you know, we're friendly. It's fine. It's on my back. It's really not a big deal. And when the song is done, we turn around and introduce ourselves to each other. And it turns out I'd actually spoken to this guy on the phone before. It's just so crazy. I mean, like, really, there are so many people in Vegas at this convention. And if they're not at this convention, they're at CES. So basically, there are so many people in Vegas. And I happen to meet all the people I want to meet or need to meet. So I get to meet Jordan, the creator of Bonkum. That's B-O-N-K-U-M, which is not only an amazing sex device that you actually like use like a love swing, only even better, which is also great for people with disabilities. It really takes a lot of the pressure off of sex. And I don't mean pressure of having sex. I mean actual physical pressure that can come with sex. So he's like rubbing my back, right? And the Oh My Bod people, so Suki is this founder. She used to work at Apple. So she knows not to use pod in the name, which apparently I don't know. But apparently when you put pod in the name, Apple doesn't like you, which may be why Playgirl Sex Pod has never made it to iTunes. But whatever, neither here nor there again. So the Oh My Bod, a really beautiful vibe. They want to make their vibes as accessible as, like, say, buying an iPod. And, you know, in a way, they really... Look-wise, they did it. I have not used the vibe, but I love the founder, and I think her stuff rocks. Then we all go out to dinner that night, totally randomly, along with Audacia Ray, amazing, amazing, you know, sexpert and writer and internet sex queen. Abby Eamon, Aerozine, one of my best friends. Regina Lynn, another great friend of mine. All three of these women are great friends of mine. The Wired sex columnist. If you don't know her, she also podcasts, so you probably know that already. But if you don't, you should definitely check it out. Anyway, we go out to dinner, and we're sitting at dinner with Freddie and Eddie, and Jordan from Bonkum comes a little late, and he brings this guy, Dean. Dean, what do? You know, of course, like, you're all out there for the same reason, so you want to know what everybody does and what they're up to and whatever. Dean happens to be the manufacturer of one of my favorite lubes ever. It's kind of crazy. I mean, he's just sitting there. So what does Dean make? Dean is the manufacturer of Slickwood. Slickwood, that's S-L-I-Q-U-I-D. If you have not tried a Slickwood lube, I highly recommend you try one. If you like water-based lubes, of course, there is a Slickwood Silk that is 12% silicone. It has a little bit of a taste, but it's a really nice consistency if you want something with silicone. And they are making, I believe, another Slickwood that is silver, which might be completely silicone. I may be lying to you, and And I need to, I'm looking right now as I, yeah, it is. So, you should definitely check him out. He is so cool. And we had this like whole radio connection and yada, yada, yada. I just like, I can't tell you. I'm like synergies. What's that word I'm looking for? There's a word that I will think of hopefully by the end of this podcast, but we are all on that same page. Symbiotic. That's the word. I don't know if how I would use it in that sentence, but that's the word I was looking for. So then, you know, I'm walking around. I actually really personally, I enjoy the downstairs more than the upstairs. The upstairs is where all, you know, the porn stars are and the directors and stuff. And it was really nice. I'm old friends with Robbie D of Digital Playground. So it was great to see him and Mr. Marcus, who I just love. But, you know, outside of them, I really didn't have the desire to meet all that many performers. I did want to meet Ian McKay, and I did get to meet him. He's a director of Art School Sluts and other movies. And Ron Royster, who, if you have not checked out Atomic Vixens, The Valley of the Sluts, well, it's Escape from the Valley of the Sluts, I should say. Oh my God, aesthetically, one of the best films I've ever seen, and really hot solo masturbation scene. Most of the scenes are hot, one scene a little bit high in lighting, but absolutely effing great. Okay, sometimes I curse, sometimes I pretend I'm cursing. So what else did I love? I loved meeting the founder of the Screaming O, the vibrating disposable cock ring, and they also make ones that are not disposable, and then they make this octopus that must feel so good on your clit. I have it here, but I've only used the Screaming O. I haven't gotten to the clit octopus yet, which I will, but I use the Water Dancer, like the waterproof version of the Pocket Rocket, way more than I use anything else. So it's been really hard to just get to it. But I can't wait because it felt so good on my hand when I tried it. Anyway, the Screaming O, I will tell you that I like vibrating cock rings, but I was really impressed with the Screaming O. Granted, it stopped working in the middle of my session with my boyfriend. I'm not sure if it's because I was pressing really hard against it, but I could not get the switch to flip back. But Justin, the president of this company, swears he's never heard this before. So maybe it was just me, or maybe it was just this one toy. But now it's actually working again because we only got to use it for a few minutes before it died. So even though it's disposable, we still have some disposable time left on it. So I plan on trying it out again. But wow, for such a small vibe, what power. The Screaming O. I really think if you're looking for a vibrating cock ring for that first time, it's attractive looking. It's pink. It's got lots of little nubs. And it felt great. So that was exciting as well. And then it was really exciting to meet Natalie of Erotic Cosmetics. Natalie makes this line of lipsticks and lip gloss that honestly are edible. Like, they taste so good you want to eat them. She gave me the Whip Me Cream, which is just a clear lip gloss, and then the Call Me Cinnabuns or Don't Call Me Cinnabuns, which is a cinnamon, more of like a red glossy lip gloss. And oh, they taste so good. And then the lipsticks are great, like, because they're sugar free, so you can write on your partner's body and lick it off, and you know, that's hot. And you can write like messages like, I'm gonna suck your toe down the toe and then suck the toe and suck it off. And it really tastes good. I mean, if you're having a sugar rush and nothing around, eat the Erotic Cosmetics lip gloss. I think they're called Sugar Lips if you're looking them up. And then I got to meet the women who created Nookie, which is a really hot game for couples. I'm not so sure. They gave me a beginner's kit of vibes. And honestly, like, I think maybe I'm just too tainted. This might be too, like, out there for me. But Nookie is a great game for couples. It'll really give you some great ideas. And what I loved about Nookie was not only the fact that I loved the game, but that it was written by two women because they just weren't happy with what's out there. And I found that that was really, you know, empowering and really great. Oh, God. And then this has nothing to do with actually like the conference itself, but we went to a party one night and I got to see like the largest genital piercing ever, which is through this guy's balls. And if you go online, you can see my friend Abby's hand through his balls. It's at jamiewaxman.com, JamieWaxman.com. Whew, there is so much going on, and this has been such a great weekend, and I really got to meet so many people and reconnect with people like Luke Ford, lukeisback.com, Graham Panante, one of the best, you know, porn writers in the industry. I feel like there was just so much going on that it really got me going on my own stuff, and it really got me excited about what is happening in the world of adult. And, you know, just in the world in general, Ron Royster, again, another great director. I really think that you should check him out. Also, a friend of mine has a new porn coming out that I think is worth just a look. It's called Hookin' Up. The website is hookinupthemovie.com, H-O-O-K-I-N-U-P-T-H-E, movie.com. I probably didn't need to spell that all out for you. But that, you know, hot, exciting new stuff is happening. And I'm really excited about so much stuff that's going on. And, you know, Vegas was just such a fantastically great trip. I got to look at, it's not called the Jackhammer Johnson anymore, but like this pogo stick that you can have sex with. Really, I kind of think it's ingenious. And the elemental pleasures, metal vibes, expensive, but obviously worth it, at least all my friends say. And Enjoy, N-J-O-Y, stainless steel toys that are not only effing beautiful, but really the guy who makes them, he knows what he's doing. So there's so much going on. There's so much to talk about. I'm going to leave you at this today only because I feel like I've just spit so much information at you for not being here for so long. I'm so happy to be back, like Vegas was, I was saying Vegas, some sort of. I'm really happy to be back. I really can't wait for the next sex pod. I promise it won't be this long. And, you know, check out these products. Check out these people. Support them. They're doing good things. Also, the Babe Foundation, babefoundation.org. for donations for breast cancer. I'll go into them at some other point, but just check them out if you get a chance. Thank you for listening. I'm Jamie Waxman. You can always email me through the Playgirl website or through my own site, jamiewaxman.com. Thank you for coming. And remember, with these things, you can come again and again and again.